Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, Mesa man indicted, accused of online threats against Israeli leaders. A Mesa man has been indicted by a federal grand jury for reportedly making online threats against an Israeli leader, the leader's son, and a state representative, according to court documents. Marshall Wayne Plummer was indicted on four counts of interstate threats on October 14. The indictment alleges that Plummer used two separate accounts on the social media platform X to post threatening messages throughout 2023 and 2024. Court records state that on June 4, 2024, X suspended Plummer's original account for violating its rules against violent speech. However, he created a new account on June 11 and resumed posting by June 20, according to court records. Court documents allege that Plummer used his social media account to post threats targeting people of the Jewish faith, including one message that read, "It's open season on Zionists. Do not grant them the mercy you would a rabid wolf." On June 24, Plummer replied to a post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urging Americans to track down his son and neutralize him, court records say. Court records also show that on July 9, Plummer threatened another Israeli official in a reply to a post on X. Additionally, in 2023, Plummer reportedly used his account to threaten a state representative in response to a post about concealed carry, court records say. And that story was Mesa man indicted, accused of online threats against Israeli leaders. The next story, 300K pavement work planned in Apache Junction Industrial Park. Cape and slurry seal work costing more than $300,000 could begin as soon as March 2026 on sections of streets east of Winchester Road between U.S. Highway 60 and Baseline Road in Apache Junction. The Apache Junction City Council on October 21 voted unanimously to approve a consent agenda with other items that included awarding a contract to M.R. Tanner Construction for pavement preservation work. It is through a City of Buckeye Cooperative Job Order contract for $272,753.75, plus a 10% contingency for unforeseen change orders in the amount of $27,275.37 for a total project cost not to exceed $300,029.12. According to the website of the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration, a cape seal is a thin surface treatment constructed by applying a slurry seal or micro-surfacing to a newly constructed chip seal. It is designed to be an integrated system where the primary purpose of the slurry is to fill voids in the chip seal. Slurry seals involve spraying a mixture of slow-setting emulsified asphalt, well-graded fine aggregate, mineral filler, and water on the pavement surface. It is used to fill cracks and seal areas of old pavement to restore a uniform surface texture, to seal the surface to prevent moisture and air intrusion into the pavement, and to improve skid resistance. Work is planned on sections of 34th, 26th, 37th, 38th, and 39th Avenues, as well as Colt, South Deniza, and Padre Roads, according to a City of Apache Junction document. The work will last for about 2 weeks within the March to May 2026 time frame, Public Works Deputy Director Shane Kiesau wrote in a memo to the council. The work involves the application of a cape seal to a portion of Winchester Road and slurry seal to streets within the industrial park, he said. Work would occur during the daytime hours characterized by single street lane closures and intermittent disruptions to business entrances as the street maintenance moves along within the respective work areas. This work will not result in any full street closures. The project is budgeted for this fiscal year through city sales tax monies dedicated for the purpose of street maintenance, Kiesau said. That story was 300K pavement work planned in Apache Junction Industrial Park. The next story, three dining spots coming to Metro Phoenix include bakery, fried chicken restaurant. Various dining spots are under construction across the valley, including a seafood boil restaurant, a popular Korean bakery, and a southern fried chicken restaurant that will make its Arizona debut. Arizona-based seafood boil restaurant Angry Crab Shack is expanding in the Southeast Valley. Paris Baguette, the French-inspired Korean pastry shop, is coming to downtown Scottsdale. Bojangles, the North Carolina-based fried chicken restaurant, is under construction in Gilbert. Here's some new projects being built in the Phoenix, Metro Phoenix area to take note of. A new Angry Crab Shack is under construction on the southeast corner of Gilbert and Queen Creek Roads in Chandler. The fan favorite chain currently has 17 locations across Arizona, 13 of which are in the valley. This location is the first one that is being built from the ground up, according to the company. Angry Crab Shack will be the newest addition to the Layton Lakes Village. The restaurant is expected to open in spring 2026. In Old Town Scottsdale, a new Paris Baguette is expected to open at 7403 East 6th Avenue on the southern block just west of 75th Street. The International Bakery and Cafe has several locations across the valley, including Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler, and North Scottsdale. The new 7,500 square foot structure is replacing what was a one-story office building. Construction of the building is expected to take about 8 months with a tentative opening date of fall 2026. The North Carolina-based fried chicken restaurant Bojangles broke ground on its first Arizona restaurant September 22 along Val Vista Drive and German Road. It was the first in a phased plan to bring up to 20 new Bojangles restaurants to Metro Phoenix, according to Kingsbarn Realty Capital. The company chose Gilbert to open its first location because Val Vista Drive captures large morning commuter traffic and the chain is well known for its breakfast offerings. Bojangles is expected to open in early 2026, according to Kingsbarn Realty Capital. And that story was three dining spots coming to Metro Phoenix include bakery, fried chicken restaurant. The next story, XNRG opens plant in Mesa, pledges expansion there. XNRGY said it aims to become the answer to data center stability issues by manufacturing air cooling systems in Mesa. The company celebrated the grand opening of its Mesa 1 manufacturing facility October 23, which sits near the Mesa Gateway Airport, and used the event to suggest future expansions. We have two plants here in Mesa already in a very short period of time, and we're going to add more, said Weiss Jalali, XNRG's founder and CEO. XNRG initially announced in January 2022 that it was investing $300 million to build its U.S. headquarters in Mesa. The company is a climate technology company that manufactures, researches, and designs HVAC air treatment systems. Jalali called data centers the backbone of our modern lives, but the rapid expansion brings immense energy and sustainability challenges. He said it was part of the company's DNA not to use water and to save power. Arizona has become a hub for data centers in a state where water is scarce. XNRG aims to address the industry's water consumption while adding hundreds of jobs to the valley. The Mesa 1 facility currently employs 250 workers and, at full capacity, will have 900 employees, according to the company. Inside the massive facility, workers assemble about 9-foot HVAC systems that will be delivered to data centers. Workers assemble the products starting on the west side of the facility and move them towards the east side before loading them onto the vehicles. Production began in April when workers assembled 9 units, and by August, 133 units were created. The company stated that at full capacity, the facility will be able to assemble 40 units a day. Jalali said the company had a very robust pipeline of orders already. Mesa City Manager Scott Butler said XNRG will serve as a beacon for other advanced manufacturing companies to land in East Mesa. He said he eagerly awaits expansions of the company. The plant will bring high-wage jobs the city has been itching for. That came from showcasing the city's nearby assets, such as the airport, the Arizona State University Polytechnic campus, and access to freeways, he said. It's high-wage, 70,000-plus jobs that are primarily engineers, he said. The company recently announced a Mesa 2 facility that will be an additional $34 million investment to the city to retrofit a 330,000 square foot facility dedicated to producing its next generation air-cooled chiller. That expansion is expected to bring an additional 500 jobs to the city. And that story was XNRG opens plant in Mesa, pledges expansion there. The next story, man sentenced to 22 years in prison for leaving motorcyclist to die in Apache Junction accident. A Pinal County jury recently convicted Joel Stephen Goble, 40, of second-degree murder, a Class 2 felony, and leaving the scene of a fatal collision, a Class 2 felony, when he drove directly into a motorcyclist on U.S. Highway 60 in Apache Junction and dragged the motorcyclist's body a quarter mile before fleeing the scene. On October 24, the defendant was sentenced to 22 years in the Department of Corrections for second-degree murder and 7 years probation for leaving the scene of a fatal collision. The September 24, 2025 conviction stems from an October 5, 2024 collision where, after hours of drinking at multiple locations, the defendant drove his truck over 100 miles per hour on US 60 in Apache Junction directly into Darrell Evans, who was riding his motorcycle home, it states in a release from Pinal County Attorney Brad Miller. The defendant's truck hit the motorcycle with such force that the bike and rider were pinned into the grill of the truck and pushed for over 4,000 feet until Goble exited the freeway at Idaho Road and came to a stop. The friction from being pushed at such a distance caused the bike to catch fire as it was pushed down the road, it states. Surveillance video shows the defendant getting out of his truck and attempting to dislodge the burning bike and severely injured rider before fleeing the scene and leaving the burning bike and bleeding rider behind. Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers observed Goble's truck dragging the burning bike and immediately stopped him as he attempted to flee, it states in the release. Goble's blood was drawn several hours after the collision and was found to be a 0.132 blood alcohol level. The victim succumbed to the injuries sustained. This case highlights the importance of holding repeat DUI offenders accountable. This defendant had multiple prior DUI convictions and even had warrants for his arrest stemming from yet another DUI just prior to this collision, prosecutor Stephen Bridger said in the release. This was not an accident. This was a preventable tragedy fueled by reckless choices and repeated disregard for the law, County Attorney Miller said in the release. The defendant's history of impaired driving, combined with his callous decision to flee while a man lay dying on the roadway, shows the very worst kind of danger to our community. The conviction delivers justice for the victim and his loved ones, and it sends a clear message. Pinal County will not tolerate repeat offenders who choose to endanger innocent lives. The defendant was sentenced to 22 years in the Department of Corrections for second-degree murder and 7 years probation for leaving the scene of a fatal collision October 24 by Judge Fuller in Pinal County Superior Court. The Pinal County Attorney's Office asked for the maximum sentence allowable under the law, which was 37.5 years. Further, prosecutor Stephen Bridger argued the defendant was a terrible candidate for probation, citing his several prior DUI convictions and recent arrest for which he was on warrant status. Nothing can undo the loss suffered by the victim's family, but we hope this verdict and sentencing provides some measure of accountability and peace, Miller said in the release. Our office remains committed to fighting for victims and ensuring dangerous offenders are held fully responsible for their actions. The case was investigated by members of the Arizona Department of Public Safety's Vehicular Crimes Unit with assistance from the Apache Junction Police Department. That story was man sentenced to 22 years in prison for leaving motorcyclist to die in Apache Junction accident. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. The next story, Mesa Legacy Park creator to begin prison sentence for fraud. He spent much of his adult life planning a youth sports complex, finally securing government bonds in 2020 to bring it to fruition. But Legacy Park fell into bankruptcy, costing investors millions of dollars and its visionary, Randy Miller, his freedom. Miller was scheduled to report to prison October 23 to begin a six-year federal sentence. He pleaded guilty to fraud charges, specifically admitting that he agreed to create forged letters of intent from sports organizations that promised to fill the calendar of Legacy Park with events. Those letters were used as part of the pitch to investors that netted more than $280 million to build the park. The park sold for one-tenth of that, causing the bondholders to lose most of their money. Miller also agreed to forfeit $7 million to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. A federal judge sentenced Miller, 70, to more years behind bars than his ill-fated park was open under his watch. His son Chad Miller also was scheduled to report to prison October 23. He was sentenced to 5 years. Randy Miller, through his attorney, did not respond to an interview request from the Arizona Republic before his scheduled self-surrender to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. But his side of the story was told in a court document filed by his attorneys asking that he be sentenced to 2 years in prison. That, under federal law, was the shortest possible sentence the judge could have imposed for the crime Randy Miller admitted to committing. Randy Miller cited his age and deteriorating health in the filing. He also said that his actions were only a small part of what caused Legacy Park to fail, according to the court document. Other companies shared the blame, he said. He also said the athletic complex was hurt by opening during the COVID-19 pandemic, the filing said. Randy Miller and his wife spent weekends taking their athletically minded sons to various sporting events. Randy Miller, as far back as 1990, thought of creating a single facility that could host various sporting events at once, with a bar and grill that would serve hungry kids and refresh weary adults. Randy Miller's vision for the sports complex was pure, according to his sentencing memo. There was no ulterior motive, the memo said, no plan to defraud anyone, and nothing sinister afoot. Miller had put on sporting events and had worked for the city's indoor football team, but in an interview with the Republic, he said he had spent much of his time trying to assemble funding for his planned complex. The project grew in size and, over time, was slated for Tempe, Chandler, or on tribal lands south of Phoenix. Randy Miller was accused by some potential investors of fraud, according to court records. He also fell victim to suspected fraudsters himself. Randy Miller filed for bankruptcy twice, court records said. Randy Miller was able to get his project funded through an Arizona agency that issued bonds to shepherd various projects. With minimal discussion, that agency, the Arizona Industrial Development Authority, approved issuing $250 million in bonds in March 2020. Because the bonds were issued by a government agency, they were seen as relatively safe in the marketplace, and under federal regulations, investors would not have to pay taxes on the money earned on the bonds, sweetening the deal. Similar industrial authorities have been created to guide projects that needed a boost. That agency had been increasingly funding projects outside Arizona. For example, after it approved Legacy Park, that board approved issuing bonds for a resort and convention center in Puerto Rico. The authority had operated in relative obscurity until the Republic published a story about it in 2021. In May 2023, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs instituted new guidelines for authority projects, asking it to focus on affordable housing and renewable energy projects, not sports parks. As the bonds for the athletic facility went to market, the Millers helped to prepare a thick packet of documents for potential investors. Randy Miller had collected letters from athletic organizations over the years. But the investment bank preparing the memo asked for more robust letters from organizations that spelled out specific commitments for events, Randy Miller's sentencing memo said. Randy and Chad Miller understood that obtaining new letters of interest would take months and delay the process, the memo said. The Millers, desperate not to lose their best opportunity to secure financing after decades of failed financing attempts, began altering the letters of interest, the memo said. They did so under the belief that these organizations remained committed to the project, the memo said. Still, investors were told the letters did not represent actual commitments, the sentencing memo said. Chad Miller said he thought of the letters as being background documents, that amending them caused no harm, according to his sentencing memo. Chad Miller admitted to fabricating some letters of intent outright, including one from the Fiesta Bowl, the memo said. In doing so, Chad Miller substituted his own judgment for theirs and wrongly assumed their full commitment, the memo said, an error he now recognizes as a serious lapse in his judgment. Randy Miller, though, in his memo, said that the case was not about a scam. This is a case about a father and son chasing their dream, the memo said, and unfortunately making some bad decisions along the way. Prosecutors, in their memo to the judge, characterized the Miller's conduct differently, calling it brazen in its deception and long-running in its scope. The facility opened as Bell Bank Park in January 2022, though that financial institution later asked that its name be removed. The facility's name was changed to Legacy Park. It started losing millions each month. Chad Miller, on a June 2022 call with investors, promised brighter days were ahead. But in October 2022, the nonprofit created to own the park and receive the bonds missed a payment, putting it in default. Legacy Cares, the nonprofit, filed for bankruptcy in May 2023. A bankruptcy judge oversaw the sale of the facility for $25.8 million. Much of the money went to contractors who claimed they hadn't been paid for the work. Investors were left to split about $2.4 million, recouping approximately 1% of their investment. The facility's new owners rechristened it Arizona Athletic Grounds. Randy and Chad Miller were indicted on federal criminal charges out of the Southern District of New York in March 2025 and pleaded guilty in May 2025. They received their sentences in September 2025. For his part, Chad Miller was described as not an executive seeking to wrongfully line his pockets, but a son swept up in furthering his father's dream of an unprecedented and overambitious project, according to his sentencing memo. Randy Miller was looking forward to his release, the memo said. In his remaining years of life, Mr. Miller is eager to spend time with his family and loved ones and give back to the community, the memo said. Miller would use his time in prison effectively so that he can re-enter society as a better man, according to the memo. And that story was Mesa Legacy Park creator to begin prison sentence for fraud. The next story, $2.7 million admin agreement approved for Apache Junction Water District. The Apache Junction Water District will pay a company $2.7 million for construction administration and inspection services for the expansion of the district's water treatment plant to 10 million gallons per day. The Apache Junction Water District Board, comprised of Apache Junction City Council members, voted unanimously on October 21 to approve a $2,735,475 professional service agreement between the Water Utilities Community Facilities District and Wilson Engineers LLC for Phase 3 final build-out of Superstition Area Water Plant Construction Administration and Inspection Services. The district needs a consultant to do the construction administration and inspection services as it expands its water treatment plant to 10 million gallons per day. That expansion will cost an estimated $60 million, Water District Director Mike Loggins said prior to the vote. As you are aware, we have a large development going on to the south. We completed our first phase of our expansion of our surface water treatment plant recently. It's going from 2 million gallons per day to 4 million gallons a day. This next step is going from that 4 million gallons a day to 10 million gallons a day, our ultimate build-out of this site, he said. This will be a pass-through cost for us that the developer is paying because he's paying for the production of that plant to upsize it to do the expansion for us. So, we're recommending using Wilson Engineers under the Scottsdale Engineering Service contract. It's a cooperative agreement, Loggins said. The Apache Junction Water District supplies well water, groundwater, pumped from the eastern Salt River subbasin aquifer, which flows southwesterly under Apache Junction and its surrounding areas. The groundwater is treated for arsenic removal where necessary, disinfected with chlorine, pumped into storage tanks, and blended with Colorado River surface water. The surface water is transported through the Central Arizona Project Canal System and filtered and purified at the Superstition Area Water Plant before being introduced into the distribution system. The water district can also receive treated cap water from the city of Mesa through an interconnect for a backup supply of water if needed. That story was $2.7 million admin agreement approved for Apache Junction Water District. The next story, three wounded in Mesa after shooting, what to know? Police found three people with gunshot wounds while responding to a report of shots fired late on October 21 in Mesa, according to officials. Officers found the shooting victims just after 11 p.m. in the area of East Billings Street and North 25th Street, Mesa police said in an email. A caller told police they saw someone running after hearing gunshots, the email stated. As of October 23, police officials said the three, all juveniles, were still receiving care at a hospital and expected to survive. A male juvenile was detained inside a nearby home a short time after the initial call, and he was found to be related to the shooting, police said. He was arrested on suspicion of having an outstanding warrant. His exact involvement with the shooting is still unclear at this time, Mesa Police spokesperson Detective Jesse Messiah said in an email. The case remained under investigation. That story was three wounded in Mesa after shooting, what to know. The next story, free dump week in November in Apache Junction. Residents of Apache Junction can throw out a load of trash at the landfill during free dump week, November 3 to 8. During that week, the Apache Junction landfill, 4050 South Tomahawk Road, offers city residents a free drop-off in partnership with Republic Services, which owns and operates the landfill. City residents can take one free load to the landfill during the week. Bring proof of residency, such as a water bill. Each household is allowed one pickup truck bed size of refuse, with a weight limit of 500 pounds. If your load exceeds this limit, you'll be charged the regular rate for the overage. For your protection, all visitors must wear hard hats and safety vests while on site. You may bring your own, or you can purchase a set at the landfill for under $15. The landfill's hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Saturday. The free week-long service is offered four times a year. For information, call the Apache Junction Landfill at 602-237-2078. That story was Free Dump Week in November in Apache Junction. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. You can also take SunSounds with you by getting our streaming and on-demand service on our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. This has been East Valley News covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content from SunSounds of Arizona.